From romance to finance, if your relationship needs an extra spark, or if you are looking for a soulmate to share your life, then Tarina is the angel you will want to call on. Sue Storm will help you to connect with Tarina, the angel of attraction. This angel finds soulmates or encourages compatibility and romance in ongoing relationships. Sue Storm will work with Tarina and the angel first aid techniques to show you how to strengthen your self-confidence and enjoy happiness in the future. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334, that's 630-420-1334, to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. Sue Storm is an expert on angels and the author of the Angel First Aid series. If you want more happiness in your life, then read her first book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Miracles. This book covers prosperity, health, money, career, and relationships. If you want to find your life's purpose, then read Sue Storm's second book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Success. This book is a guide to achieving financial and career goals. The benefits of practicing angel first aid techniques, which are outlined in these books, are enormous, including stronger focus, greater success, financial growth, and spiritual fulfillment. Each book contains a glossary of angels, miracle stories, and testimonials. Treat yourself to an outstanding learning experience that will change your life forever. Call 630-420-1334 to order. That's 630-420-1334. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net.
Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, RX for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
Hello, everyone. This is Sue Storm, and welcome to Angel Talk. I'm so excited to be here again with you this week. And we have pretty much gone through the Angel First Aid RX for Success book. So today we're starting the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book. This is the first book in the series, and it's a more general book. So it doesn't always deal with success and prosperity. We have a variety of chapters in the Angel First Aid book. And again, if you'd like to get a copy to follow along with me, my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and my 800 number to talk to me directly for a consultation if you're in the States is, and to get the copies of the book with your angels in it, is 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. And if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 888-268-4313, and I will be able to give you the names of your angels, an affirmation if you would like, answer questions on just about anything you'd like to ask questions on. This week, we are featuring relationships. And I must tell you, with all the angel work that I've done in the last 20 years, the questions that I get asked the most are about relationships. Is my relationship going to last? How do I find my soulmate? I'm having difficulty with my children. What do I do? I have more relationship questions than anything else. So today should be a very popular show. I hope you'll call in whenever you can, and we're going to talk about relationships. Okay. The angel specialists that go with relationships are Archangel Michael, Eileen, who's the angel of happiness, Kevin, who's the angel of friendship, and certainly relationships are good, especially intimate relationships, when you have a good friendship along with it, and Melody, who's the angel of self-esteem, and that's really important because you have to have self-esteem in order to be confident and a good partner, or a good anything, good mother, a good friend, good partner. And Robin, who is the angel of social contact, that's the angel for dates and meetings and different things like that. So if you're going on a date and you want it to be extra special, talk to Robin. All right. And then we have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony. And certainly you want harmony in your life and harmony in your relationships. And we'll come back to the angels in a little bit, but let's just start talking about relationships, what they can do, what they mean. And the affirmations, I have a happy, healthy, loving relationship. I have a happy, healthy, loving relationship. And if you'd like to add a name with John or with Bob or with Betty, depending on who your happy, healthy, thriving, loving relationship is with, then add a name. Okay. Here is one that I really like because I am whole and complete is a affirmation that goes with relationships. I am whole and complete. And certainly, if you are whole and complete, your relationships are going to be better because like attracts like. And we're going to talk about that a lot when it comes to relationships. It's the law of similars. Like attracts like. So if you want to be, if you want someone, let's see, let's go back and talk about that again. If you want someone to be honest and faithful and reliable and dependable, and spiritual and outgoing, whatever it is you want, humorous or funny, whatever it is you want in the person, it's best if you're that yourself. So work on yourself. Get yourself upbeat, positive. Caroline is the angel of positive thinking. Get yourself in a really good spot, in a really good place, and having a wonderful attitude in life. And then things are going to work for you. Then things are going to be a lot better. So I have a happy, healthy, loving, I want to say fruitful relationship. I am whole and complete. I am a whole and complete person. I am accepting love each day. That's kind of interesting because a lot of the times we're able to give love, we're able to be lovable, but we're not able to accept love. So it's very important that we open ourselves to accepting love. Think about it. Open your arms when no one's around, when you get up in the morning and you're stretching, and when you're before you go to bed at night, open your arms and say, I am accepting love. And just think about how good your body feels. So try it with me. Open your arms, stretch, and say, I am accepting love. And then just feel it going in through the crown of your head and all through your body. If it's easier to visualize it with a color, then visualize it with pink and feel the color running all the way through your body and out your toes. There you go. I am accepting love. Okay, here's a fun one. I am attracting my soulmate. And there are soulmates out there. I think people have more than one. I call them soul meets, because I think there are more, is more than one person for every person. But in any event, if you're looking for a soulmate, say, I am tracking, you can say it this way, I am attracting one of my soulmates, or my special soulmate. And pull them in, lasso them and pull them in, bring them into your life. It's time. All right. And if you already have your soulmate and you already have a relationship, but you just want to rev it up a little bit, then say, I am attracting romance, or I am attracting strength and happiness and fun. And just see if you can't change your relationship so it's more, it's warmer and more mutually acceptable. And I keep hearing the word understanding, that there's an additional degree or level of understanding. That's what it is. Bring in an additional level or an increased level of understanding. Okay. Let's talk about what you do if you want to bring in your soulmate. And so if you're looking for your soulmate and you want to attract that person, is there something you can do? Of course. We have a remedy from the Angel First Aid, our Extra Miracles book, and the remedy is called Blue Sphere. That's Blue Sphere. So the way you do this is that you take a great big navy blue sphere, and if you think of it about 20 feet tall, and there's a door in the front of the sphere. And so you can take the person that you want, if you have someone in mind, and if not, then you can just visualize a person and just kind of make it an obscure face. But put what you want in this person. If you want them to be a business person, put them in a suit. If you want them to have long hair or short hair or depending whatever it is, if you want them to be strong and healthy, have them, somewhat muscular and strong and healthy. If it's a woman and you want her to be petite, then do that. And whatever it is, and if you want them to have, what would I say, stocks or cash, or put some bonds and stocks and a nice portfolio on the desk in front of them, and whatever it is, if you're a horseback rider and you want someone to ride with you, then put riding clothes there. If you play tennis, put some tennis rackets around, golf club. Whatever it is you're looking for in your special person, in your soulmate, height, weight, attitude, lifestyle, talents, all these characteristics, put them in the blue sphere, and then what you do is you close the door and you put a little jet engine on the bottom of the sphere and shoot it off into the universe so that the angels can catch it and go off and help you find what you're looking for. And it'll go right to the angelic realm, send it off, and let them help you. Now, here's the secret. One lady said to me, well, I didn't find my soulmate. But every day, she took the blue sphere and brought it down and made changes. No, don't do that. Leave it up there. If you need to make changes, envision a little rocket ship. Put the changes in the rocket ship, whatever it is that you want to add, and send it up and let it, by osmosis, go into your blue sphere. So you can add to it. You don't want to pull it down each day because that's taking away from the momentum that is already building, that your angels are already building. All right, let's go back to some affirmations. I have many wonderful friends. That's certainly part of relationship. Friends are part of relationship. I am bringing helpful people my way. Mentors and helpful people are certainly important. And last but not least in the relationship chapter is I have harmonious relationships. And certainly if you have harmonious relationships, everything is going to go well. It's going to go well with your family. It's going to go well with the people in your life. Everything is going to go well. So I have harmonious relationships. Okay, do you want to be more loving? Then this is what you do. The remedy is called Expanding Hearts. It's also on my website, theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and this is called Expanding Hearts. First thing I want you to do is take a couple of deep breaths. And then I want you to take your finger, index finger, put it out in front of you. Dominant hand works best, so if you're right-handed, the index finger of your right hand is out in front of you, and you just start drawing dollar signs. And you draw dollar signs, and then you draw hearts. And it's called expanding hearts. So we're going to start, you can draw a dollar sign if you want to have money with your love. But if you want to just have the love and just expand the love, then draw your hearts. And start at the point at the bottom and then go up to the left and around the little loop and then the next loop and down to the point. And just keep doing that, expanding hearts, points and around, and do big ones and small ones. And just bring that love into your life. Bring that warmth. Bring that friendship. Bring that kindness into your life. So that is called expanding hearts. Now we're going to do a statement for love. This is very interesting. Add the particulars to relate to the situation. So we're going to do a statement for love. The relationship that I have with my, and then you can say significant other, mother, father, child, friend, whoever it is that you're trying to have a more loving relationship with, a more harmonious relationship with, is the relationship that I have, we'll do with significant other, with my significant other, is one that accelerates our happiness and growth. Each of us is rewarded with love, harmony, and stability. So here we go. The relationship that I have with blank is one that accelerates our happiness and growth. Each of us is rewarded with love, harmony, and stability. What you can also do is you can make it shorter, and you can just say, the relationship that I have with my significant other brings love, harmony, and stability into my life. So if you don't want to go through the added words and you want to make it something easy to repeat, then I would just do that.
We have a caller online.
We do? Okay,
yes,
great.
I'll put them through.
Are we ready?
Hi, Sue.
Hi, hello,
hi,
who are you?
I'm sorry?
I said hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
Good. And your name and where you're from?
Ira.
Chicago. Say that again. Can you hear me?
Just barely.
Just barely. Don, can we do something about him being able to hear me? We'll see if we can pump up the sound here. Okay. Did I get your name?
Ira.
Ira. Okay, Ira. And where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. Great. All right. And what can I do for you? We're talking about relationships today. How are your relationships? Or do you need a relationship?
Romantic, not currently.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you now.
I'm not currently in a romantic relationship.
You're not currently in a relationship. Okay. All right. And would you like one?
Not at the moment.
You got other things going?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Well, what can I help you with? Have you gotten your angel names, or would you like them?
I have them.
Okay.
I was actually wondering if the angels could give us an estimate of when our war in the Middle East would be over. That's a relationship issue between countries.
I guess so. You know what? It seems like it's going to get worse before it gets better. That's the unfortunate development that I'm seeing. But,
that is unfortunate.
You know, it's like everything else. It smooths itself out eventually. It just seems like it's accelerating before it's going to bring the harmony and peace that we're looking for.
I believe you.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could say to you tomorrow. I wish that was what I was hearing. But,
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah. Is there something else that I can... You know what I can do? I'm trying to think here what I can do. William is the angel of peace, and he's the one who would be the angel to talk to bring around that peace in the Middle East like you're looking for, and all
that's
of us
a
are
good
looking
idea.
For.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And you know what else? We can use William for peace in Iraq, too, and Iran,
okay.
and all the other places. So anyone listening... Talk to William. He is the angel that will help you help this world become more peaceful.
Those are great ideas.
May I tell you something, Marty? It's interesting that when the one as goes one, so goes the whole. You know, when one person gets better, the whole universe gets better.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
if one person inside of themselves is more peaceful, then everything is going to be more peaceful.
Ah, so we should set examples.
Yeah. So if you want to do some Tai Chi or some meditation or somehow bring peace into your life, that it's like a holographic pattern. It'll bring peace into the whole universe.
Oh, I love that thought. I've been working on that aggressively.
Good. Well, I'm so happy. Thank you for calling. Did I answer all your questions?
Oh, yes. Oh. Thank you.
Okay. Call in again sometime.
I will. Have
All
a
right.
great night.
Thank you. Bye. The next thing I want to talk about is forgiveness. And you can't really be in a relationship with someone unless you're willing to forgive them for whatever they've done. Because people are people. They're going to hurt you unwillingly. Sometimes they don't even know what hurts you, because one person doesn't always know what the issues are for another person, especially if it's early on in the relationship, and they may say something that you take affront to or you get upset with, and they don't even know it. And if someone has hurt you early on in life, or if there is something that you need to forgive, then this is exactly what you do. You say, forgive me for anything I have knowingly or unknowingly done to hurt you. And then you take a deep breath and say, I forgive you for anything you have knowingly or unknowingly done to hurt me. And you'd be surprised how that can help make things go better. So for any relationship, parents, children, relatives, friends, anyone in your life, including your loving relationships, then be able to say, I forgive you. I forgive you for anything that you have knowingly or unknowingly done, and that should work out really, really well. Don, can we take a break here for a few minutes?
Yes, we can take a break.
Good. Run a couple of commercials,
okay.
And I will get a drink of water, and I'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Sue Storm, your host for Angel Talk. And if you'd like to call in, the number to call is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313, and just ask me questions about relationships, health, happiness, career, prosperity. If you'd like to know the names of your personal guardian angels or someone else's personal guardian angels, you can get those, and anything that the angels can help you with. And the theme of our show today is relationships. And it's from the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the remedy called Enhancing Relationships. And this is a remedy that you use when you're visualizing exactly what you're looking for. So you want to think about all the particulars. For instance, if you're looking for a relationship, how are the two of you spending time together? What are you doing? Be sure to add the sounds, such as laughter, music, the different things that you're looking at, anything you can do to increase the feeling of joy. And then paint this into a picture. So basically, you're going to sit down and you're going to paint a picture of all the things. Make it a mural. Think of that activities that are making you happy and the different things that you're doing together and the wonderful time that you're having together. And, think of walks along the river or, again, we were talking about horseback riding or any of the wonderful things that you'd like to do, out to dinner, going to the theater. Who do you want to be with and what do you want to do? And then paint this in your mind, envision it, paint it in your mind, and make it a mural, make it a painting. The next thing you want to do is you want to infuse the painting with lavender light to solidify your vision. So when you're all done, just put some lavender light over it, like you're making a film or cover of lavender light. And then frame the picture in something very beautiful. Now, if you want to make it a prosperous picture, if you want to manifest through the picture, then frame it in orange. Otherwise, you can use any color that you'd like, but definitely the color of manifesting is orange. And that's what we do in our relationship to help them become stronger. I'm going to read you the beginning of the introduction to the relationship chapter. It says, relationships are interactions between individuals that are meant to bring great joy and accelerate personal growth. Angels can be instrumental in deepening bonds between people. While promoting balance and harmony, angels also enhance communication. Watching people have fun with their loved ones is one of the activities the angels like best. So we need to do things that just help them have a good time and see the things that that we enjoy. So I'm going to go back now, and I'm going to go to the affirmations. I have healthy, loving relationships. I am whole and complete. I am a whole and complete person. I am accepting love each day. I am attracting my soulmate, or I am attracting my romance with my soulmate. I have many wonderful friends. I am happy with my friends. I am bringing helpful people my way. And I have harmonious relationships. We want to talk about one more thing, which is very important in the relationship chapter, and actually in any part of your life. Like attracts like. This is called the law of attraction. And Archangel Michael, who's my archangel, who helps me, is definitely involved in like attracts like. It's as if a mirror reflects the qualities in you that other people have. And so if you want them to have very specific, wonderful qualities, have them contact, go inside of yourself and work on those qualities. That is so important. And then you want to say, I am invoking the law of attraction. And like attracts like. I am invoking the law of attraction. I am bringing to myself that which I need to help me be stronger, better, healthier, happier, and everything is going to be so much better. Just keep thinking about a beautiful sunrise and making your life that beautiful sunrise so that everything is going to be so much better. All right. Now, if you're prosperous, you will bring in a prosperous mate, or if you're prosperous, you can help the relationship that you have be prosperous. So what we're going to do is we're going to move on to the prosperity chapter. So this is Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles. If you'd like to get a copy, you can go on Amazon.com if you're an international listener. If you're in the States and you want a personalized copy, dial 800-323-1790 or theangellady.net. That's www.theangellady.net. And here we go. The angels for prosperity are Archangel Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, and he's the angel for spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. And then we have Barry, who's the angel of strength. And in order to be prosperous, you need to be strong and bring in that miracle vibration. Bring in the strength of miracles into your being, into your aura, into your etheric body. Bring in miracles. Bring in that strength. Because prosperity in the dictionary is health, happiness, and personal growth. So if you're looking for money, that's great. But if you're looking for health, happiness, and personal growth as well as money, that's even better. Bettina is our angel of creativity. And in order to be prosperous, you need to be creative. So if you can be creative, you can be prosperous. I was listening to something on television today, and this is just a little side thing, but the lady was saying something that I truly believe and that the angels have told me is absolute truth, and that is do what you love. Do what you're good at. Because you have a better chance of being successful, being prosperous, and making money at something you're good at than something you're not good at. And in the lady was explaining, and again, the angels have told me this too, that in life there's problems. And things when you're starting your own business or when you're trying to do things are a little difficult. There's ups and downs. But if you're doing something you love, you will continue to have the passion and the desire to make that work. And it'll be easier, even though there's times when things aren't as good, it'll be easier to move forward. And again, prosperity is personal growth. It's not just personal growth. I mean, if you're working on a project, or you're working on a new business, or you're working on any business, your growth has a lot to do with how the business grows. So we have the angel of creativity, which is Bettina. And then here's one of my favorite angels, and that's Evelyn, the angel of manifesting. She's the angel that gets things done, brings things towards you. She is truly the angel of attraction. If you're invoking the law of attraction, Evelyn is truly the angel that you want to talk to. And then we have Katrina. And Katrina is the angel of prosperity. And that's certainly what we're discussing right now, is prosperity. Our next angel is Lucien. L-U-C-I-E-N, Lucien. And Lucien is the angel of resources. So with your prosperity, with your relationships, with the people and the health and the happiness and the joy you want to bring into your life, you need resources. And Lucien, that's the angel of resources. And then we have Robert. Robert's the angel of balance. And in order for things to be smooth and harmonious, there needs to be balance. So if you can work with Robert, that's your angel of balance. I just had a thought. Maybe he'll balance your checkbook for you. You can ask him, or at least have him next to you, since we're doing prosperity and balance, and see if he can help you raise the bottom line and help you with your checkbook. Okay, I think what we're going to do now is we're going to read the beginning of the prosperity chapter. And that goes, prosperity is more than the attainment of wealth or money. And that was what I was telling you about earlier on. It is truly a joyous way of living. This rich and fulfilling state of being is experienced when every aspect of a person's life is in balance. With assistance from the angels, people can achieve and enjoy the wholeness, love, inner peace, and financial security that signify a prosperous life. Just think about it, a prosperous life. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Feel it, a prosperous life. Feel it in your body, feel it in your toes, feel it in your brain. A prosperous, enriching, fulfilling life. That's the way you'll make it happen. We have a couple more angels in this chapter. We have Ruth, the angel of divine justice. We have Tara, the angel of love. I think she belongs in the relationship chapter too. And Timothy, the angel of good fortune. So with good fortune, with love, with balance, you will be prosperous. Okay. Don, I think we're going to take a break here.
Sue?
And run a couple commercials.
Sue, we have a caller online
okay,
for you.
Okay, well, we'll do that first and then take the break. How's
you
that?
You got it.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Don.
Hi, Don. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good. Have you gotten your angel names?
Not recently.
Okay, well, let's give them to you. You know, you have Peter, who's the angel of good health, and then you have Timothy, the angel of good fortune, and I'm hearing that good fortune is coming your way. Some wonderful surprises and some nice new things are coming your way. And then your archangel is Michael. He's certainly a wonderful angel. He's mine, so I know that. And he's guidance and protection. Okay.
Okay. So let me repeat those names. If I heard them correctly, that's Peter.
Yes.
Timothy.
Yes.
And Michael.
You got it.
And
okay.
Peter was the angel of what?
Good health.
Okay, good health. And then Timothy is the prosperity.
Good fortune.
Oh, good fortune. Okay. And then Michael's archangel.
Right, and he's the archangel of guidance and protection.
Okay.
He's the top archangel. Good.
Okay,
you
thank
that?
You.
Now, do you have any of the angel first aid books?
Yeah, I have. I bought both of them, but I read parts of them when I got them, but I don't have, I haven't read them recently.
Okay, well, what I'm thinking is, why don't you go to the back of the book and the glossary of angels, and then you can look up these angels and get more of a definition of what they all do.
Okay.
That'll give you something to do.
Okay,
okay. Did you have a question for me?
Well, I was wondering, first of all, I wanted to say that I sold my first item on eBay.
Oh, great, great. You were asking for some help with that.
Yeah, and I was, and I did sell it, but I didn't make any money off of it.
Well,
but
that's
okay. But it was at least
it's
I sold the first item.
It's a start. Your goal was to sell it. I don't remember if your goal was to make a lot of money.
Yeah, well, the start, yes. That was my objective, was just to get to sell it and then go from there.
Okay, so then your next item you can make a little more, and then, you know, and the next one is kind of like crawling before you walk. So, but at least congratulations. This is very exciting. And did you have, we were actually talking about relationships today. Did you have a question on relationships? Do you have a relationship?
No, that's something that I'm deficient on.
I haven't had
a relationship in a while.
Maybe we can, actually, Tara is the angel of love.
Okay.
If you want to write that down. And Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction.
Okay.
So if you're looking for something to come into your life, you know, some new person to come into your life, Terina would be the angel to ask to help
okay.
you with that. What are you looking for? You'd like somebody tall or short or petite?
I'd like to find someone that's, you know, about 5'8", 5'9".
Then you
blonde.
Must be tall.
Excuse me?
Then you must be tall.
Yes, I am. I'm 6'4".
Oh, okay. Wow, that is tall. Okay.
And someone that's blonde, that has a good personality, that
uh-huh.
is, that I can talk to.
Great. A good friend, right?
Yeah.
A good
friend as well as a mate.
Okay. Well, ask your angel, specifically Terina, to help you with that, and I'll send some blessings your way, and let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Don, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay,
and
let's take a little break here, and
okay,
then we'll do the last segment of the show.
Okay, we have a caller coming in.
Oh, I have another caller. Okay,
yes.
That's the deal. We'll just keep going then.
Okay, I'll put him on the air right now.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Juliana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. We've talked before, correct?
Excuse me?
Okay, did you want to ask me a question about relationships?
I wanted to ask you a question about my angels and possibly my kitty, if that's possible.
Sure. Speak up just a little bit. I'm having trouble hearing you, Julia. So say that one more time.
Okay. It's like two questions in one. One question was I'd like to know who my angel is.
Okay.
And then the other question would be if you could tell me where my kitty is, my kitty that disappeared, Michael. He was named in honor of Archangel Michael, and he just totally vanished.
How long has he been gone?
He vanished on the 25th of February of last year, and we looked everywhere for him, all over, and put out posters with a reward, and everything went door to door through the woods.
Yeah, I know what you're going through. That's really sad. Well, let's start with your angels.
I can barely
hear
you.
Jacob, the angel of education.
What is the name?
Jacob, angel of education.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony.
Sarah?
Yes.
And that's harmony?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Messages and communication.
Right.
Maybe that's why I dream. My dreams are like the blueprints of my life.
That's very interesting.
I know everything that's going to happen through my dream.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for your little Michael. And see if there isn't something special that we can do to help him wherever he is. How's that?
Thank you, because I pray for him all the time, and I keep him surrounded in white, blue, gold, and purple light.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had him since he was 3 weeks old. Matter of fact, three weeks before my birthday, my grandma and my aunt that raised me, that's on the other side, came to me in a dream and told me they were sending me a little black and white kitty for my birthday. And that's exactly what I got.
Oh, my.
And no one knew about this besides myself and my boyfriend. My girlfriend brought me this little three-week old kitten that same very day just collapsed in the middle of the street in the front of their car, and the mother with the other kittens just walked off in the woods and left him there. And even the vet said he wouldn't live, and I just cared and nurtured him for 6 weeks and slept just he and I together to make sure he was safe. And he's truly a big part of my soul, and I know about having to release things, and I know about the divine plan. And,
okay.
You know, I'm a very spiritual person, and I rescue abused and abandoned kitties and dogs, and I'm very into nature, but it's like such a big part of my soul is gone.
We're going to do everything that we can here, and we'll pray for him wherever he is. So thank you very much for calling. You take your angels, and you go have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
How about now, Don? You there?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry about
okay.
that. I had the other phone in my ear.
Is somebody else calling in?
No, it's okay. It's okay. A different phone. Different phone entirely.
Okay, good. So we'll take a little break here, and then we'll be back for about 10 minutes, and then that'll be our show for today.
Done.
Hello, everyone, and this is Sue Storm, your host of Angel Talk. If you'd like to call in, you have a few more minutes. The number is 888-268-4313. If you'd like to get a hold of the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles or Angel First Aid RX for Success books, and you're in the States, you can call me at 800-323-1790. My website is theangellady.net. And if you want to speak to me, if you want to do a session with me or a consultation or an angel reading, if you want to get any kind of information on anything that is going on in your life, health, happiness, prosperity, or someone else, if you want to know more about your children or your parents or something like that, I am so available to help you. So give me a call, 800-323-1790. If you're international, it's 630-420-1334. All right, what we're going to do now is we're going to do one of my favorite remedies. It's in the Prosperity chapter of the Angel First Aid book, and it's called Golden Cylinder. Now, if you do this, I promise you your life is going to change, because this is an incredible remedy. What you do is you think about a very large, shiny, golden cylinder, like a golden pipe that's very large, on your shoulders. And certainly it's not heavy, it's just touching your shoulders. And you clean it out, you know, kind of send a little angel or a little fairy up and down to make sure that the energy is clear and that your cylinder is clean and shiny. This is your direct channel to prosperity. And Lucian is the angel of resources, and he's the angel that's going to help you bring in the highest resources you can get, the infinite resources. So let your cylinder go up as high as it can go, because you want this abundance in your life. And then have the energy of prosperity. Ask your angel, Katrina is the angel of prosperity, or Timothy, the angel of good fortune, to send down through your golden cylinder all the energy for health and love and blessings and abundance and money and whatever it is you need. And you may want to do it this way. You may, each time you do this, ask for something different, or pick one thing and for 1 or 2 weeks have the cylinder just bring you that thing rather than mix up the energies. So if you're looking for some extra cash and prosperity, then have your cylinder help you with that. And there's a cumulative effect for this remedy. So the more you use it, the more your resources are going to be there. In fact, it's every day. In the morning, I put my cylinder on and I send it up to the universe and to the angelic realm and have them send down the abundance, the blessings, whatever it is.
We have another caller.
Okay, I'll take that.
I'll put them on.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dan from Chicagoland.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Have we spoken before, Dan?
Yes, we have.
That's what I thought. I recognized you, so I wanted to be sure. So you do have your angels already.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What can I help you with?
I'm wondering if I'm in the right relationship.
Okay. What makes you think you're not? Are you having problems right now?
I'm just feeling like maybe this isn't going to work.
You know what? It feels like you put a lot of effort into it, and you are having trouble making it work. There's good times and there's bad times. I mean, it doesn't feel like it's awful. It just feels like it's more or less stagnant. Is that what you're getting?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want something with more, spice in it, I guess, is a good way of putting it. So, the angels just kind of came through pretty loud and said, move on. I wasn't anticipating that, but that's what I heard. You need to spice up your life.
Yes, I do.
Is that what you were looking for? Is that the answer?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else, then? Because we're talking about relationships today.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. I'll talk to you another time.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Well, I think that's our show for today. We worked on relationships. We worked on prosperity. I hope that you've learned something, learned what angels can help you, and that you're going to have a very, very blessed week and more prosperity and more abundance and more love coming into your life. And this is Sue Storm, your host for Angel Talk, saying I'll see you next week, and we'll be going through the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book. Have a great day.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.
If you subscribe to the belief that the past is a harbinger of the future, then what I have to say may be of great interest to you. Sue Storm is one of America's foremost authorities on angelic communication. She is an acclaimed author, motivational speaker, and prosperity consultant who has improved countless lives. You will be inspired when you hear how Sue came away from a near-death experience with the special ability to see, hear, and speak to angels. She has since dedicated her life to teaching thousands of people how to communicate with their angels to receive help and divine guidance. Sue is available to assist you in any of your endeavors. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call her for help. She will teach you angel first aid techniques that will enrich your life in ways you never thought possible. Invest in yourself. Make an angelic connection. Call Sue Storm at 630-420-1334. Again, 630-420-1334. I am here to tell you about a rewarding experience, and that is a personal consultation with the angels. If success, prosperity, happiness, or personal growth is your goal, then an angelic consultation is the next step. At the end of the session, you will feel energized and have a new perspective. the angel lady will be your guide to bringing new direction into your life. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334 to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. The number again, 630-420-1334.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.